one couldn't ignore what's happening in Donegal in the many areas, but specifically now when you see closures of post offices, they're the lifeblood of many rural communities. And if you even cite Fannet as an example for Donegal, how much they've lost and they're going to lose. So they're going to have one post office in Fannet. Now, it's a big peninsula. There is no consideration of treating our people equally as the Constitution dictates under Section 40 and 41, where we should treat our people equally. And it's a big problem for me, as was say mayor of the municipal district, that this would be ignored because there was a motion before Dáil Éireann in 2016 agreeable to not touch the post offices, voted by 158 of them. Now, where do you go from there? And the other thing about the whole post office system obviously needs looking at and arranging a viable operation throughout Ireland, not just Donegal, that will serve the people, because rural people have been become isolated more and more, and schools or anything, you any services you would talk about, I'm not going to go over them all because it only annoys your head at the present when you reflect on what was and what is and now besides. So, Catherine, I would have to say to yourself, like, it's the least one can do, and you feel so helpless to do what you would really want to do, and that is call and the question what it is for people living in rural Ireland as opposed to, say, within a city where you have all the services and facilities that anyone needs. And you don't need to talk about the additional expense for people to travel to and from to get services as well. So a banker said to me some years ago, and it was hard to believe, there wouldn't be a bank between Letterkenny and Dunloe. There's a bank close in Remelton, they're too close to Milford. So, but to go back to your post office service, it's a service that serves every person in the community at some time. And they can be enlarged to such an extent they can do a partnership banking system as they have in New Zealand, and you see it's referred to. And if you look, the other dangerous thing for all of the post offices, 390 of them are not even offered contracts. 690 or so then are depending on getting contracts. And therefore, and Post will be possibly competing at the end of 2019 for people who will be bidding for providing the service as well. So it's all tied up in economics and it's all tied up in money. And the systems operating in New Zealand and parts of England as well, apparently now, are models that are effective, number one, and financially viable. So, listen, all government needs to do is take into consideration, are they there to serve the people or serve themselves? And if you look at it in that context, then there nobody need ask any more questions.